This is Splat Presents. I'm Paul Nelson. Brenda Hillman is a poet active with the Code Pink anti-war group and dedicated to being a witness of the military-industrial complex. In an excerpt from the poem Dragon Skin, she sounds out some of the punctuation and gives us a look at the business of war.
During a subcommittee hearing on body armor, while they asked the salesman from a weapons plant in Virginia about a fabric called dragon skin, I write this in my notebook as dragon skin /// fairly art deco used to make body shields more comfortable in the desert. The Congress folks are tired and beige, the hearing table like two-thirds of a horseshoe from a corral without horses. And each time someone says dragon skin, I feel the panic or sub-panic, as from school when certain steady voices had set in and we made light, natural dots in a string, or a set of therefores, which when I'm placing parentheses now, Microsoft keeps changing to a happy face. The calm in adult talk sets this going if there are no modulating tones around it. My heart makes tiny, confidential dots. And I've read that women in remote villages in China invented script men couldn't read. Breath prints of a neutrino entering Earth through a rain cloud, sending whispers with it. When the congressman asks, has dragon skin been shown in tests to be more lightweight than the material being presently used in armor, and if so, is it less scratchy? The salesman states, yes, and the congressman asks, side-by-side tests, and the salesman states, dragon skin was tested by NBC, not for NBC, by NBC. And the congressman asks, you're sure it's superior? And the salesman replies, I didn't say superior. I believe I said it was better. And the congressman breathes out, God bless the Marines. I've always thought dragons have soft skin, but not as tender as a human nipple. It could resemble the reddish skin of the endangered newt that makes its way with nervous depth in the drizzle, sensing it's alone on Earth. And when we see it, we're not supposed to grab it. The congressmen love fingering the dragon skin. They love its hidden speckles. Someone notes its weight is 1 or 19. I'm not sure 19 what's. This is no declensionist narrative. The order of things is unclear in this next part. Calm and shadowy. I'm writing you in secret. Empire, destruction, imagination, and wilderness.
That's poet Brenda Hillman reading Dragon Skin from Practical Water on KCRW Radio's Bookworm program. Brenda Hillman does a benefit for KBCS Friday, November 11th on innovation and activism in poetry at SPLAB. SPLAB Presents is produced for KBCS in association with the Spoken Word Lab in Columbia City. This segment, other literary arts programming, and information on writers' critique circles is online at splab.org. To hear audio, click on the word listen. For SPLAB Presents, I'm Paul Nelson.